Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cap song.
Excellent work.
Cap song right here.
Taylor Gang on it, per usual.
All right, T-Raj out. Clint Yates filling in for the rest of the week.
Happy this, Wednesday, kiddos. Today's Wednesday, right?
Today, Thursday, and Friday, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so Lakers got a game coming up tomorrow. So first game after the break. And they're going to squeeze in 23 games here in a short span. So no Lakers basketball for, 8 days or so? And then you're going to get a lot of Lakers basketball. So we keep kind of having the conversation, and I know we were doing this before the All-Star break, and when the Lakers were 20 games in, when they were 30 games in, 50 games in, you're kind of analyzing this squad and saying, oh, is this a playoff team? I will tell you up to this point, I think it's fair to say, now this is going to be a new wrinkle that we have not seen yet this entire year. I'll get into that in just a second. If I just throw out to you, are the Lakers going to make the playoffs? What's your initial reaction when I just throw it out there? Do you think they'll be okay? So you say no.
I don't.
Do you think they'll make the? And I want to make sure I define.
I understand
this
what you're saying, but go on. Yeah.
Playoffs is 1-8. Play-in tournament is 1-10. So those that say if you make the play-in tournament doesn't mean you make the playoffs.
No.
You're just in a tournament to get into the playoffs. So your initial reaction is no, just kind of without hesitation.
It's honestly no for both.
Okay.
And that is as much about the distance they are out already as it is what I think the potential talent level of this current constitution of players can be. They're 27 and 32. Mm-hmm. They're closer to the bottom than they are to the top. And, you know, this is why when people say things like, oh, all they got to do is get a couple guys and just get it together and then make a run, that's to me, that's not nearly as real as people think when it comes to how NBA teams are actually achieving what they're doing. Look at the teams that are at the top on both sides. Denver, Memphis, teams with nucleuses that have been together for a while,
yep,
pretty well coached, have developed as squads.
Only difference with those squads is this is the year that they're both healthy too, so
yes,
now they can incorporate these guys. So that
there's
help
that.
Has helped them.
Boston, Milwaukee, those two teams at the top, teams with some continuity. Now,
fair.
I know that the coach situation in Boston obviously turned over hugely, but that guy was on staff. That's how you win in the NBA these days. And how you put your team together, that's very important. That's a separate sort of discussion for the Lakers, but my point is that there is actual time wasted and games played that matter, mm-hmm, that once you get to a certain point of the season to just say now, oh, okay, now the car's clean, we can take it to the show to get displayed. No. You know what I'm saying? You're too far back right now. And unless they're going to go on a run that has literally not happened this season,
yep,
I think it's going to be really tough to even get in the earshot of the playoffs.
Okay, so this is the different element I'm talking about. By the way, everything you're saying right now, people are going to, you know, hit you on Twitter and say, oh, Yates, how can you say that? What do you mean the Lakers are going to get in? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Lakers were 16 games below 500 last year. They're 5 games below 500 right now.
Man, are we watching the basketball?
It is not out of the question at all that the Lakers do not make the playoffs.
I would argue that for that team, if they're actually going to keep them together, it might actually be worth something to them if they miss it, because then next year you've got the gel, you've got all the same guys, and you say, this is the team we want to try to actually do something.
So this is why I will hesitate on this question.
Okay.
This is the one thing that we have not seen yet for the Lakers over this last year and a half plus. This is the best roster that they've had since last season to this year.
Right.
So take last year's roster. It was obviously had plenty of flaws, a lot of guys over 35. Put that one away. Take this year's roster. You can't be any more apparently clear that LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook were not working.
Okay? That's fine.
The only question was going to be, can you get rid of Russ and get some pieces back and not get fleeced in some type of deal?
Right, not totally bottom out your season.
And they had to wait until all the way till the day before the end of the trade deadline to find a deal where they didn't have to give up, let's say, 2 first-rounders, where they didn't have to, where they felt like they could bring in players that not only they felt like could mix together, but maybe you could actually use these players for next year as well, that you're actually building a team that is supposedly sustainable. What I have not seen yet from this this version of this Lakers team. I have not seen what they can do yet. You might be right. Al, 23 games, you don't have time to figure this
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I mean...
You might be right on that, but that's my only hesitation. My hesitation is D'Angelo actually looks like he's going to be a really good fit for this team. What they need, a more traditional point guard. Like, he looks like he'll actually be a good fit for the Lakers.
Too, which is a big part of his game.
Beasley and Vanderbilt and some of these other guys, it's like, oh, no, those are actual role players. Like, those are players that you use on an NBA team that you can use moving forward. Now, all of a sudden, guys that were having to start, Dennis Schroeder probably should not be a starter in the NBA right now.
Probably not.
But he's off the bench. Okay, nice.
That's a good bench option.
Austin Reeves, probably not a starter in the NBA, but he gets to come off the bench. Rui, go down the list, whatever it is. That now they actually have a team. In order for the Lakers to make the playoffs this year, I'm going to just say the play-in tournament, because I think if you make the play-in tournament, you can be out in one game or you can win two games in a row and then be in the playoffs.
Right.
That could happen. I think the way that I look at it, the only way the Lakers make the playoffs this year, all these things have to happen, okay? LeBron has to play 20 games. Okay, so I'm gonna lay it out for you how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
If Bron misses 5 games, you're either losing 3 of those games at best or 4 of those
right.
games. Okay. So Bron has to play 20 of these 23 games. AD has to play 20 of 23 of these games. So just keep that in mind right out the gate before we even do anything.
Right.
These guys have to be there. D'Angelo and some of these other players just have to fit seamlessly without time to figure it out. That has to happen as well. You need help from the Utah Jazz, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Those three teams are in front of the Lakers.
You also need to make sure that the Warriors don't get healthy again, too.
Well, but even if the Warriors get healthy... Okay, let them get one of those 9 spots. So
okay.
I'm not even paying attention to those teams.
You're focused on the 10.
I'm just saying get into that top 10.
Okay.
So in order for the Lakers to make the playoffs, I need Bron to play 20. I need AD to play 20. I need all these guys to fit in.
Would you like a partridge in a pear tree as well?
I need all these guys to fit in right out the gate.
Right.
I need Darvin Ham to be exceptional in late game situations, which he has not been so far this year. You need those things to go right and help from other teams to get to that 10th spot. Now, this is what could happen. Utah could say, we're trying to tank. OKC can say, we don't care about the 9 or 10, whatever. We have 80 picks lined up. We'll just go get another one, which I don't think is going to happen. I think these teams are going to try to make the – they got nothing to lose at this point.
I do too, right.
And then you need the Blazers, another one of those teams with Dame and some of these other guys, to also not play good basketball. You need a lot of things to go your way.
You're asking too much, I think, of a team. And this is, you know, I think that a lot of Laker fans, again, are sort of willfully ignorant about how the rest of the league operates.
By the way, I'm in that mix. A lot of times I get blinded.
And you're like, look, this team, okay, like all of the things you're saying, it's like that's what everybody has already been doing in terms of putting their rosters together, at least as the best of their ability. And so, yes, Slee, all of those things have to go right just for the Lakers to become a viable option. And then you play the games. You know what I'm saying? And, like, my point is, this roster, okay, just because it's the best thing the Lakers have seen in a season and a half doesn't mean that it's scaring anybody else around the league.
Good point.
And that's where I think that – I'm not going to say expectation management is a big deal, but it matters for this reason. It matters because if this team doesn't make the playoffs, this is something that Bergman was talking about yesterday – is Pelinka going to blow it up again? And that's where I would be most nervous is if this team looks this good but doesn't manage to do it, do you keep them together? Is that something that you have the fortitude to do literally? Because it hasn't happened in the past 3 seasons.
Do you know what could happen?
Won the championship and blew up the team.
Do you know what could happen? They could play really good basketball over this stretch of the final 23 games, make the play-in tournament, and lose against the Golden State Warriors and not make the playoffs.
Right.
So just think about it. They can play good basketball where, let's say they won 14 of these next 23 games, which means they're 14-9, which means they're 5 games over 500.
Uh-huh.
When 50-plus games, they went 5 games below 500. They can be 14-9, play good basketball, and not make the playoffs. That could happen. So that's not – what you're saying is not unrealistic.
No, but my question to you is – the question for fans, I think, is – if that exact scenario unfolds, is it possible that Laker brass is going to be able to look at that earnestly and say, these are better basketball teams. Our team needs to simply improve on who they are, and we don't need to keep trading pieces in and out.
Yeah.
The car simply has to drive better. You don't need to change the daggone headlights anymore or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what my
concern
is.
Can I play this scenario for
you? Yes, please do.
Kyrie Irving decides that at the end of the season he's not going to stay with the Dallas
Cowboys. You're already in the wrong place. This is what I'm saying, Slee.
So this is what I'm going to throw at you, because this is what they were trying to do before the trade deadline.
Okay.
Right? So before the trade deadline, they were trying to bring in another superstar, and they were ready to give up those two draft picks. They were trying. Yeah. They were ready to do all that. It didn't happen. Dallas went and made the move. So I think the question that you're asking is, if the Lakers close out the season strong,
yeah,
go 14-9, and now all of a sudden you look like you have a team. You have guys that are playing defined roles. You have guys where maybe not everything's on LeBron every single night because he's like, all right, I got some help here. Or maybe these guys just compliment, hey, I have real shooters around me. I don't have to do all the lifting. I could throw it out, and guys are going to actually hit jumpers. They close out 14-9. They don't make the playoffs. And I think the question you're asking is, will Pelinka in the offseason say, I got a chance to go get Kyrie. I'm going to go get Kyrie Irving.
Re-blow it up.
Can I answer your question?
Yes.
I think he would go after Kyrie.
I mean, here's my issue with that.
Not telling you whether he should or he shouldn't.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I at some point, you have to just build a team and play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Look around the league. Like, it would be one thing if this was in a vacuum, or if, for example, this method had worked for team building. I don't know. Anytime in the last 15 years, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I just, for the sake of the sanity of Lakers fans, with which I, you know, interact with on the regular, I really hope that you can get some continuity to this team, because otherwise you're in this cycle of what-ifs,
yeah,
that have you believing something that's not true because you've never really given it a true chance. It's like the kind of people that are always sort of giving themselves excuses as to why they can't get certain things done in life, mm-hmm, because their certain setup wasn't there. But if they'd had this and if they'd had that, they would have been this and they would have that. Well, you ain't got none of that and you still ain't got nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you have something, give it a shot. It just might be possible that your team's not as good. But there's only one way to find that out, is actually to keep a team together and play and try to develop.
So I want to do this when we come back. So 23 games left. I think what you just kind of presented is interesting. I think there's one player that we haven't really mentioned the name,
okay,
of, that is the constant theme of this franchise, this organization, and where it's going, and whether they can have success or they won't have success. It's Anthony Davis. I want to kind of put him into the fold here, because if you have another, let's say the Lakers collapse over these final 23 games, what do you kind of start thinking of your franchise
of moving forward? Of what you already have, yeah.
And then also, so we got Factor Cap coming up at 11:30. 11:45, I thought there was a really interesting article in the LA Times with Peter Seidler of the San Diego Padres, owner of the Padres.
Oh.
So the owner of the Padres talking about kind of the state of the Los Angeles Dodgers and how they're trying to compete with the Dodgers. We'll do that at 11:45. I think it's an interesting conversation.
Sounds good.
Some of your phone calls, if you guys want to get in on this Laker stuff, you could do it as well. 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, gang, make sure to join us for our inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament. It's happening on Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Agape Pickleball
Taylor
Center.
Taylor and I are ready.
At Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Greg is claiming that he's going to go practice with Jorge in this weather today. I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
it's freezing outside. There's winds everywhere. Reserve seating is still available. Register at ESPNLA.com. The event's open to the general public, so you can all come and sneer and make fun of us while we fall over all over the place and try to act like we're real athletes. I want to say thank you to Johnsonville, Hoffy, and Zico Coconut Water. Listen, TVs for college basketball, Papa Shot, pickleball demos,
yep.
Kid Zone, Beer Garden,
mm-hmm.
DJs.
Yep.
Giveaways.
Stretch area.
And that 360 camera is going to be there, and we love that thing. So be sure to be a part of that.
I've said this, and I'm kind of upset at myself because I keep saying, no, I'm going to get out there. I have a friend of mine. Used to work at the station, Drew Belzer. I've said this plenty of times.
Yeah.
The guy gives lessons for tennis and pickleball, yet I still have not figured out a way to make
it
happen.
People are lazy.
Let's call him right now. Let's get him
on the line. I'm not lazy. I was practicing pickleball yesterday.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Making social content.
Shouts to Carlo.
We're talking about practice.
You said you were talking about this earlier about, I think it was just 5 minutes ago, you were talking about people make excuses.
Yes.
I'm making excuses left and right.
Clearly.
Because I'm not asking for much. I just need the weather. If it's 78 degrees and it's partly cloudy because I want it not too sunny. Then
it's got to be between the hours of 1 and 3.
Yep. 1:15, so we get out of here.
1:15
to 2:30. Between 2 and 2:30.
Okay. So if all that happens, then the Lakers make the playoffs? Is that how that works?
But let's call him up right now. Let's get him on the line. Have you schedule it with your pal who he teaches lessons.
Oh, some accountability. I like this, M.
I'm sure there's like an indoor situation. You could
We get looking for an indoor court.
You know, there's these things called sweatshirts.
I would play. Okay. Well, listen, we're not all water polo coaches willing to stand out on decks and freezing temperatures for the cause.
Emily, I was ready to call HR this morning and just tell them, like, it's not right that you guys make us come into work in weather like this, even though they're located in Bristol, Connecticut.
I will say this, though. Whoever our equipment person is, can we get some actual pickleballs to the station? I would like to do some pop-ups and some drills. We're hosting a whole tournament. We should be awash in pickleballs at this point. I would like to take a few home.
We have 47 mini balls.
I'd like to learn how to juggle them, in fact. Just saying, that's something you learn how to do.
All right, real quick, I'm going to throw this out there.
That one was for Morales, man.
It's just kind of funny. Anytime you go, I was mentioning, so I was in Mexico for a few days.
Yeah.
The listeners just tuning in right now.
Beto hit me up. He said he was stunned you went that far.
San Miguel de Allende. By the way, even to go a step further, even went to Dolores Hidalgo, which is another city probably about an hour away.
A multi-city tour.
Well, that one was just like a quick one just because the beginning of the nation's independence for Mexico was there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see it. I'm like, I'm an hour away.
Look at Indiana Slee over here.
So not only did I go there, I went to a museum that kind of showed you, all right, here's the history. And then I was out because I was like, I want to go back to
the rooftop.
Beautiful on the other side of it. Bro, across the street from this cathedral that I was talking about, what franchise do you think was across the street in the corner? Just post it up.
KFC.
McDonald's. Popeyes.
It's not Taco Bell. But it's not food. It's not food. It serves food, but it's not food.
Jamba Juice.
You don't have to think too much.
7-Eleven.
Chipotle.
Starbucks.
Wow.
Okay. So this place has, let me tell you something. This place has amazing coffee shops, amazing cafes, amazing, you know, it's a comedy. I mentioned kind of has almost like a European feel to it.
Yeah.
And there I am going across the...
Did you use the app?
Yeah, the points, man.
And I am going across the cathedral. Oh, no. I did not...
Did you use the app?
Well, then why did... Okay, it would be more respectful if you used the app, one, if you don't speak Spanish, and two, so you get points. Otherwise, it's kind of a waste to go to Starbucks.
All right, I didn't go to Starbucks.
Right, okay, that's the smart move.
If the question was, did I go in there and order a spinach feta wrap and not go, you know, enjoy some of the other food... I didn't actually go in there to, you know, go buy something, but I just thought it was hilarious. Here I am in this moment. I'm walking out of the cathedral. I'm like, look how amazing this is. I'm in the heart of Mexico. And then just to my left, it just says Starbucks coffee. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I don't know. Everybody needs, like, the comforts of a chain. It is kind of nice.
Want to know something funny?
What?
Packed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure that place was
freaking packed.
That's unbelievable.
It's consistency. It's the, you know, you go to this one place and you get it. Like, I follow these people on TikTok who, like, they go, it's like Americans or Canadians that go to Korea and they do a bunch of, like, food testing, all these Korean dishes and all that good stuff. But then they also go to McDonald's. You know, it's like sometimes it's just nice to know what you're going to get.
I respect that.
Well, they do change their menu for where they're at.
Let's be clear. Starbucks is a lifestyle brand at this point.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. I know a guy who works at ESPN. I'm not revealing his name because it doesn't matter. But
what is his last name rhyme with?
What, I'm not telling you that. What he does is every state he goes to. that's funny. Every state he goes to, he buys the customized state Starbucks cup.
My brewery does that too.
To the point where when we were in Atlanta for the World Series, I'm fairly certain, I think I have this right, on the off day, he drove to Alabama from Georgia
to go get that,
to get a Starbucks cup. I was like, dude, all right, what is wrong with
not
you?
Doing
it
that.
Was wild.
You can buy it on, you know.
Yeah,
Amazon,
I know, but he doesn't want to be a faker, you know, all that.
But here's the other part of it. How about, and I'm not going to call anybody out, I'm just saying, just hypothetically here, why don't you just support a local store there that says the city that you're in, right?
Again.
Like, instead of going to Starbucks for it. But
most baristas need tips too.
And the mugs are kind of cute.
Okay, so
the mugs are great. I bought one in the Bahamas. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean?
The only reason why I bring it up is because there are places when I went, less than a year ago, I went to Zion National Park. I'm not kidding. The closest establishment to the park, like you're getting ready to go in, and I see the green, yellow Subway sign. I'm like, what's happening here?
Subway is everywhere.
Subway
is
amazing.
Like, I'm just getting ready to go into Zion, their Subway. I just think it's kind of funny.
It's
that they
2 hours
get that
from Birmingham to Atlanta. This man made this trip.
Yeah.
So that's a four-hour round
trip. That's a four-hour round trip ride for a mug.
So when I drove across the country right after I graduated from college to help my friend move into where she lives in Jackson, Wyoming, which featured in Last of Us this week. But so when we drove out, we had to plan our stops in Wyoming especially, and everywhere we went, all you had was a gas station and a Subway.
Man.
There was no other place you can go on this route there, and so we ate Subway
for everything.
You're eating 4 to 5 Subway trips in the same go, I mean, you're exploring the depths of the menu at that point. You know what I'm saying? You're going off, you're not eating 6
Starbucks
straight Black Forest
packed
hams.
I just want to yell everybody in there. Guys, there's other coffee shops right down the street. Amazing cafes right down the street. Take a couple calls here. We got a few people that want to weigh in on our Laker conversation. Em, is that right? Catch in La Crescenta.
Yep.
You're on Travis and Sliwa.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy? Appreciate
what's
you
up,
calling
man?
In.
Good. Slee, I got to tell you, man, you're a smooth criminal, dude. I got a man crush on you. You're just so easy to listen to.
Thank
always
you.
Love your perspective. It's very, very grounded.
Oh, my.
Just two points. You guys brought up Kyrie over the summer. I think there's just no way the Lakers don't entertain trying to sign Kyrie. To me, he just is an absolute difference maker. I get it. One day he'll show up and he'll end up having a bad manicure or a pedicure and he won't play. But I just have this trust in LeBron that if he joins the Lakers, I think he'll end up having so much respect for LeBron that he'll do the right thing.
Appreciate you calling in. You know, it's funny, Yates, because let's not kind of BS this, because when those rumors were coming out about Kyrie potentially coming to the Lakers, it was about 80% of Laker fans that were saying, bring Kyrie over. Now, part of that could just simply do with, look, you kind of feel like you're in a desperation mode. 10 teams make the
kind
play-in
of?
Tournament. 10 teams make the play-in
kind
tournament.
Of?
They're 16 games below 500. You're looking, is there a quick fix to this, right? Like, maybe this isn't the best example, but I don't know.
No, there is no quick fix.
The boat is about to go down, and you're saying to yourself, I don't care. I'm just going to plug the biggest hole,
right,
even though there's holes
there's
in
holes
other
everywhere.
Places.
Right, and I just if you're a Laker fan right now, why are you thinking about that? There is a team in front of you with a task worrying about whether or not Kyrie or LeBron are going to potentially get along 6 months down the line to me. Makes no sense.
You're right about that, but it's because you mentioned if they don't make the playoffs, what do you think they do in the offseason?
Right.
So I'm not
implying the topic was off topic with the call. If it were me, I'm worrying about the team in front of me because that's the game you're actually playing.
Okay, so this is actually the good position that the Lakers are in. We're going to find out if this is a good team or not, right?
Like, right, and that's 20, okay.
You have 23 games coming up here, and these 23 games, you're going to find, I get caught up in this, and I want to – let me just give you one example. Lakers played the Pelicans right before the break, okay? They played a team without Zion Williamson. So let me emphasize, their best player was not playing. Lakers beat them by 18 or 20, and I skipped to the parking lot whistling, saying to myself, watch out, the Lakers look pretty good. I know that's not a good gauge. But if you and I both think they have a decent team right now, we don't have a sample size on it. They only played one game with Braun. 23 games left. If they play good basketball, then that's going to play. You could say playoffs start today for the Lakers,
right,
or that, tomorrow for the Lakers.
That's
and that
the thing. They will arguably, if they play well enough to get in at that rate, they'll be the hottest team in the NBA at that point.
Sure.
You know, which, okay, then you finally
or one of the hottest.
Find yourself with a fighting chance. But this is a team that lost to the Suns without Kevin Durant in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's this assumption that a healthy, full Lakers team is just a good team, and or rather has a shot. I don't know that that's the case. You know, the top side of this
might not be as high as
people think. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just you've got to be real about that in terms of all of these crazy moves you're making, because if you're just turning the wheel for the sake of turning the wheel, that might not actually be the best way to get better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to just play the basketball together and gel and make it develop in a different way. The shortcuts, I just think you're out of those at this point.
Historic cathedral. I walk out and somebody's getting three pumps.
Straight
whatever,
venti.
Syrup, venti, pike. I'm like, what is happening here? All right.
I wish you had taken a picture of that. That's the kind of stuff, Slee. We don't need all of your full details on where you are, but just every once in a while, if you run into something like that, just take a picture. Rampant consumerism in the face of glorious history.
Unbelievable plays. Walking into Zion, somebody's getting a bit of a cold cut trio. All right. Factor Cap coming up next. I mentioned it at 11:45. We're going to do this. Peter Seidler, owner of the San Diego Padres, was interviewed by the LA Times and had some really interesting quotes here of what it means to go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team that's obviously dominated the division. Are the Padres a real threat to the Los Angeles Dodgers? I'm not talking about 1 year. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about one playoff series. I'm talking about a sustainable threat. We'll do that at 11:45. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Factor Cap coming up next.
Hey guys, we got Berg in the house. We had Mace yesterday. Mason Ireland making an appearance in Factor Cap.
Thank you. I really like this game. Mason had the right idea just to kind of pop in sometime.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Yeah, whenever you guys want to. And maybe SNK can come on sometime.
No, I'm weary because you're still trying to figure out a way to get us to be playing pickleball outside in the cold.
Absolutely. 100%.
Not it's that cold, cold, guys.
It's pretty cold. God, it's
you
windy.
You sound like you're whining about the cold.
No, it's cold.
The wind is an issue.
Thank you, Taylor.
First of all, that voice that you just made, I'll take that voice too. It's cold.
Okay? It is cold. I have to walk my dog within 40 degrees.
Oh, here we go. The dog walking, as if that's not a choice you made on your own.
It is. It absolutely is a choice.
His dog's awesome.
She is awesome. Yeah, you've met Lola. Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
Dogs are great. All right, so a woman on TikTok posted about a Hinge date she won, and she said that 45 seconds after meeting her, her date said that he had to, quote-unquote, move his car, then he didn't return, but then texted her saying, sorry, wasn't feeling it, frowny face.
Oh, that's classy.
All right, so you can tell within 45 seconds whether or not you're going to hit it off with someone. Al, Factor Cap.
I mean, it's beyond Cap. I don't know if there's anything. That guy obviously was, maybe he just decided, I'm going to walk in. Either I'm attracted to her or I'm not. And I'm going to find out in 40 seconds whether I am. And then pull the, I got to go move my car trick.
Which, by the way, that's a bad excuse on that
Of course
list.
It is.
It's a bad guy move.
I mean, in LA or whatever. Sometimes
and
it happens.
And send
in your car.
A text. The only person I know that would do this would probably be Taylor. Taylor would say, I'm out.
I want to send a text, though. I'll just block
right,
her number.
The text part is weird. Why not full ghost at that point?
Did you hear what he said? He would just block her number. He wouldn't even send the text.
That's fine.
It's a lot.
I don't, full ghost.
Just ghost properly.
Again. Yeah, thank
if
you.
You're going
to
do it.
There are ethics to ghosting, okay?
Google Pixel does give you the option to spam
ghost second?
Right out of the way. You're one button away from spam.
It's a little icon. It's a little icon.
Would you like to ghost or not?
that's a bad move. It's Cap, no question about it. This guy's an a-hole. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, Berg.
So it is Cap. You can't. It's two different questions. You can tell whether you're going to be attracted to that person, like you were saying, Slee, in 45 seconds. But getting along with are two totally different things. You can't tell if you're going to get along with someone just by their looks. I can get along very well with people that are very good looking or not.
Berg's about his personality.
You guys are missing one potential.
Well, that's the getting along question.
Yeah.
You guys are mentioning. I'm gonna say this is fact.
What if he got a parking ticket? just kidding.
I'm going to say this is fact for one reason, because when I was on the apps, I'm no longer on the apps.
Why not?
Because I have.
All right.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I don't need to be on the apps, okay?
Good for you.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'll tell you. One person I matched with said, hey, can we stop texting and can you call me on the phone? And I was like, sure. What's the deal? Like, no big deal. Called, and she was like, okay. We don't have to talk much longer. We can go back to texting. I was like, what? She goes, I just wanted to hear the sound of your voice. And I was like,
well, it's
you know what? She's like, trust me, it's a thing. I needed to know what you sounded like.
And it's a catfishing thing, too.
Yes. And it was possible that if this guy walks in and this person talks like something he just can't deal with, and the sound of her voice.
But in 40 seconds?
Like, I mean.
You can't. I mean, in 40 seconds.
You can say the alphabet a bunch of times in 40 seconds.
You sat down and you said, hey, it's great to meet you. This is a great restaurant. Have you looked at the menu yet? I'm out.
Sliwa, we work in radio. If somebody doesn't like the sound of your voice, it's not going to work.
Okay, well, let's say that it has the voice of Fran Drescher. But,
by the way, who I love the sound of her voice. I know many people hate it.
But not everybody does. But is extremely beautiful, has a great personality. You get hit along really well.
Bro.
But
oh, my God.
Yes, and you get that.
Again, like,
are you going to say, like, oh, no, I'm out now because of that?
The one caveat I will give people to say, cut bait. If somebody can't stand the sound of your voice, you have no reason to be around them.
Sure.
Ever. Ever.
Tell them anyway.
Totally get it.
Damn it, you're kind of selling me a little
I'm
bit.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm not.
If
no,
I
I'm
hadn't
not, I'm
experienced
not.
It from someone else, I wouldn't have ever thought
you
of
know,
it.
They
but
say,
it's
you
real.
Know, they say, like, hey, look, if somebody convinces you, be open to changing your opinion.
Yes.
I'm still stubborn. I'm not going to change my opinion.
All right, Taylor. What do you think?
Very well.
Fact, yeah, I can tell within 45 seconds, I think. But this guy, he needed to do the homework before. You got to do the groundwork, you know, text, do voice notes, call them. And that way you can just kind of tell if you have chemistry before the date even happens.
This is very Lakers front office level operations in terms
of
just cutting bait out of there. You know what I'm saying?
It's a very strange comparison, but we'll take it.
All right. So Liam Neeson recently said that he believes that his speech in the movie Taken is corny. So for everyone to refresh your memories, I'm going to play the Taken speech.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
All right, so I don't know about you guys, but I got goosebumps. So,
wow.
The Liam Neeson speech is corny. Berg, factor cap.
So, fun fact, as Clinton would say.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I've never seen any Taken movies. But
okay.
That speech itself, no, I love it for a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it's corny at all. I think it's cap. That is 100% a very good speech, not corny in the slightest.
Yeah, I don't really understand this. Like, it's a movie about an old guy who's all of a sudden an action hero. Like, the premise of the entire setup is completely corny. That's, like, the only redeeming part is that you've got this, I have a special set of skills. That's, like, a phrase in the lexicon now because of that specific movie, of which I can't even remember if I've seen it or not because it's so long ago. That speech is the brand of what Taken is. I don't understand why you would distance yourself from this at all.
Al?
I go fact. It is corny. I think, but let me kind of explain why. Only because if you hear it once, it's not corny. In that, like, you're watching the movie and it's in that situation, it's not corny.
Okay.
And then when people start asking the question, is it corny? And you start hearing it 50 times, it starts becoming corny. You kind of
the writing wasn't amazing on it. It's the delivery that was great. Well,
played same, out is the term you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean,
for.
You say the same word over and over and over again, it's going to start becoming played out.
There are certain, look, that's like, I start.
You're making fun of it now.
No, I start hearing it that way. So right now when I just heard it, it's kind of corny to me.
What if you go on a date and the person's talking like.
Then I'm out in 40 seconds.
I have a special set of skills.
Then I'm out in 45 seconds.
I'd like a sparkling water. You know, that's too weird.
But he needs the Irish accent or the Scottish accent, whatever Liam Neeson has. Taylor.
Fact, yeah, this is corny. I don't know. I never got on board with this movie. It's just too long. The speech is too long. It's like 25 seconds too long. All I have to say is I'm going to find you and kill you. Quit talking. Go
what
find
if,
your...
What if on the other side it just said, like, the guy already hung up.
Yeah.
And he was still going with
his talking.
Or he's like, okay, sure.
He's like, sorry, I was on another call. Yeah.
Right, yeah, his daughter's life is on the line and you're having a Taylor... shortened this. It was like a minute long speech. So anyway,
yeah, they put it on speakerphone and they're just scrolling TikTok.
Exactly.
What was that? Oh, I'm back.
Are you taking a shower? Yeah, just a quick shower here, real quick.
Don't worry about
me. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm 100% listening.
You're gonna find me. You're gonna kill me. That's what the gist of it is.
That move where you put it on FaceTime, just walk away from the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
Al, as someone who has a particular set of skills as yourself, because you're a secret agent, I can see why you find this corny.
Yes.
All right. So, a Chiefs fan was not very happy with the Kansas City Chiefs parade. She said, she wrote a letter to the editor, the Chiefs newspaper. She said, "If the Chiefs cannot go a few hours without alcohol, the organization has a problem. I, for one, was sickened to see this the second time. Some Chiefs have even bragged through social media about how drunk they were afterwards. I am ashamed that players I cheered for could barely walk after they got off the bus. No doubt this spectacle made the news in other cities." So,
it's pretty good acting.
First of all, I was going to say, whoever that character is needs
her.
To return.
Yes. It's a little bit of a Karen. So, a team cannot be too drunk at their own championship parade. Yates, Factor Cap.
You know, this is a tough one for me because while I think the belly aching about it is kind of lame, I do wonder whether or not, like, players themselves, what they think of, like, if you look back on that. Like, you look
if
back
they
on the
to
Rams.
Carry themselves a certain way.
Yeah, you look back on the Rams.
Matt Stafford couldn't get a sense.
And it was like, ooh, I don't know that I want to see this. Like, it wasn't, I didn't think anybody was doing anything wrong, but it was just kind of like, listen, I'm not an NFL athlete. I'm never going to win a Super Bowl. But if I were ever given any, I don't know that I would be the one getting super hammered. You know what I mean? That might not be me. But
how about when it was Tom Brady? Yeah. I mean, Brady of all of them,
right,
was
falling
the
all
most
over the place.
Hammered that we
throw in the Lombardi trophy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's only got a, I guess what I'm saying is that's only got a certain ceiling for comedy for me. Like, there's only so funny you can be when you're the drunk guy on the bus.
Al?
I don't think you can be too drunk. And I'm gonna preface this. You get parades potentially once every 20 years. Like, your squad, whoever just won a Super Bowl from the Kansas City Chiefs, I know it's different because there's some players there that have now won it twice. It may never happen in your career. It may happen once in your career. The city might only experience it one time and never experience it again, whatever the case is. I think there's certain circumstances where it literally is a party. That's the whole point of a parade, is a party. If you are drunk on your you-know-what for the parade, I'm okay. I don't have a problem with it. I think that kind of comes with the territory of a parade. For her to look at them as if they were all supposed to be bishops and popes walking into this thing, I just think she had the wrong perspective.
It's not a graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Berg?
Right. So, I mean, it is cap in the sense of that you can be too drunk. Like, you can be falling over yourself, doing stupid things.
You can injure yourself.
Right.
There's that, too.
There is that. So, yes, you can be too drunk. But for the most part, I don't think anybody did anything wrong here. Did you see Patrick Mahomes give the trophy to a fan?
Some random fan. I saw that. Yeah.
And Pi has no idea that he did that.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's yours now. Don't worry about it. You just have the Lombardi. It's fine.
Where are the nachos?
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Like, that, I don't think that's too drunk. I don't think Tom Brady throwing the trophy.
No, that's right
drunk.
At about where you need to be. Right. Like, if it gets worse than that.
No, the Tom Brady throwing the trophy was incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
No. And then having to be carried off of the boat.
Yes.
And walked to his car. Like, that was too drunk. But I don't think that was too drunk in the sense of all of this stuff. He's not doing anything bad. He's just hammered.
I think it actually added to his allure, I guess you could say.
A little bit, yeah.
It's he's a different guy in Tampa Bay than he was in New England. He's way more relaxed when he was in Tampa Bay.
Just to go off that gal that's, you know, upset at them.
Angry.
Too drunk is when you're at an NFL game and there are two dudes from the same team throwing blows at each other and everyone's taking videos because these guys are 11 beers deep and three Jack Daniels.
Stop talking
that's
about
too
the Raiders
drunk.
Like that.
Taylor, what do you think?
I never looked at him. You're right.
Yeah, he looked at me. Stared dead in his eyes. Yeah.
I'm fact on this. This lady sounds like every Midwestern mom I've ever met. just loosen up, have a beer. This is Missouri. It's the home of Budweiser. Just chill out. I think short of throwing up and passing out, anything is fine.
All right.
Let's not forget Doc Gooden, who very famously missed the parade because he was too hammered when he pitched for the Mets.
Sure, there's more than the drunkenness.
Sure, right.
Especially if you're a team like, you don't know when you're going to be here back. You know, celebrate, have a great time, be great, but keep yourself safe at the same time. So we all know, or I don't know if we all know, but Mark Wahlberg has been roughing it recently. So his house that he recently sold is 30,500 square feet. 12 beds, 20 baths,
makes
a pool.
20 baths?
Park. Yep, yeah. 20 baths.
Well, he used to carry all the other walls.
A pool, a skate park, a tennis court, a basketball court, a five-hole golf course. But yes, he recently sold it. So, Taylor, all of these things, saying the 12 beds, 20 baths, pool, five-hole golf course, basketball court, 20 bathrooms, skate park, is too much to have at your house. Taylor, Factor Cap.
Fact, yeah, that's an embarrassment of riches. What? So he's roughing it now, you said? Is he down to like a five-bedroom or what?
No, he has been roughing it. That he had to sell his house. So he got a different house now. So
okay. He's now in a two-bed, two-bath condo.
Right, exactly, inflation.
Hold on, that was the house he was in, or that is
the house? That's the house he was in that he just recently sold.
950 square feet. He's in a much different home.
Right.
All right, Al?
I would feel incredibly uncomfortable being in a house. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I listen, if you told me today, here's a four bedroom, two bath, 3,000 square foot home, I'm probably not going to know what to do with 1,500 of the square feet. Okay.
Right.
So in a situation like that, I get it. I always kind of marvel at this. I understand that you have the money. Nobody's questioning that you can't afford it. What the hell do you do with this? I mean, is it not like, am I wrong that that's got to be kind of a lonely life to have 20 bathrooms? What the hell? You don't feel guilty at all? I'd feel guilty.
Is he alone?
I think he has kids.
Yeah.
So let's say he has a family of five.
Sure.
Everybody uses a different bathroom Monday through Friday.
Permutation. No, like, you get literally, your own bathroom. There's the Monday a.m. bathroom and the Monday p.m. bathroom.
Yes.
That does not get repeated until the next Monday.
I mean, to answer the question, it's Cap. Like, he has the money. He has, like, if I had that type of money, and I'm not sitting here flaunting it, I'm not telling you, hey, come check out my house. Look where I am. Look what I do.
But what would
I'm
you just, do with is, that?
I would play on the five-hole golf course. I would go in the pool. I would use a different bathroom, like Clinton said, every single day, just so I can say, like, that's my bathroom today. It doesn't matter. Like, if I had that type of money and I could do all this and not flaunt it and be on social media, be like, watch me as I go on my fifth hole.
Well, if you're going to have a five-hole golf course, you might as well just...
You might as well play it.
You might as well let everybody know that you have a five-hole golf. But if you had that much money, wouldn't you just go to a country club?
But if you don't want to...
People got to like you to get into the country
club. Right. I mean, I would put a pickleball court.
Also, if you're so busy, or if you have multiple homes too,
I heard.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, this is major fact. I don't like big houses. Like, I don't like being in big houses. I do not want to live in a big house. And people who prioritize big houses, often it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I only got my body exists in one physical space, bro.
He probably has a Starbucks in there.
Yeah.
Look, if I could put an Illy in my house, I would do it every day of the
week.
Right,
I think you can. I think you get the machine.
I mean, you can buy it.
20 bathrooms.
Pour the cup.
20 bathrooms. That's
the black coffee. Yeah,
that's a hotel at that point. I don't know what to do with that. That's a hotel at that point. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's way too much house for me.
I'd be very uncomfortable.
Way too much house for me.
I get a lot of steps.
If you had it, you would not be uncomfortable. I think you would love it.
No, I know I would just stay in like two or three rooms.
Yeah, there's no way.
I think you would use more than you think you would.
No.
All right. Pool. Last one, guys. If you have anything but a dog or a cat as a pet, it's a red flag. Al, Fact or Cap?
I'm going to go Cap. I've never owned anything other than a dog. And even growing up as, you know, just our family, they were not into pets at all. But I got no issues. Some people have this, like, they have a ranch and they got horses and they got cows and chickens. I think it's actually really cool. It's cool to also see.
All right, sorry. Let me clarify this.
Yeah.
If you have anything but a dog or a cat in an apartment,
a pet.
It's a red flag as a pet.
A pet, right, not livestock, Slee.
Okay. Even
two completely different.
Wait, you don't have a cow when you're.
I mean chickens.
Hey, fresh milk, man.
Unless I get that detail, I'm just assuming all animals here.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
I did have to clarify.
Even with that, I would still go Cap on that. Somebody wants
old McDonald over here.
If somebody wants a bird, somebody wants a little parrot chicken or something like that, I don't care. You do your thing. I got no problem with it.
Berg?
So I think it's fact, but mostly just for the cat portion. I think it's a red flag if you have a cat just in general. They're animals that should
How
not
about some
be
fish?
Fish, totally fine.
Yeah, tank of fish.
Fish, there's a
turtles,
slide.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
So terrariums you can live with.
Yeah.
Totally okay. Fine. It's but a sliding.
Where you draw the line?
Is there a drawing line?
No, I'm saying you're.
How about
saying
a python?
Cats are where you draw the line.
Yes,
but you're
cats
okay
are
with
draw the line. Yes, everything else is totally fine.
Okay.
They can put a cow in their house. I don't care.
All
but
right.
The cat, I'm allergic. I don't want anything to do with it. It's a red flag. You're out.
There's a sliding scale of red flags, in my opinion. It depends. I know that Taylor's talked about this quite a bit, which is, you know, whatever the pet is, yeah. Snakes are one thing, birds are another, the iguana bearded yep. dragon, that's another. You know, like, there's different scales to what those other pets
Hamster.
Are. Hamsters. Snakes,
rabbit.
To me, are pretty much the biggest of the non-dog cat red flag. I don't want to yep. deal with any snakes.
Taylor has three. How many snakes do you have right now?
He has a raccoon. Five, yeah.
Yeah, five.
No. I'm cap on this. I think the only red flag for me would be an exotic animal that you're not allowed to own.
Oh, right. Like an illegal.
Fox. Yeah.
Right.
A tiger.
If it's not illegal, I don't want it. Like, it's either in the black market or I don't want
now,
it.
Now, there are also the real actual red flags, like chimpanzees that will rip your face off. Yeah, that's an actual physical concern. There it is.
Bobo. Wait, a chimpanzee? Have you met someone that had a chimpanzee in their
house?
You've
never heard news about people's chimpanzees?
Did not watch the movie Nope?
Yeah.
I did not watch Nope.
Oh, yeah. Chimps attack people, and people still keep them as pets.
They rip people's face off. Yeah. Yeah.
People used to have lions.
Don't send a link.
You never heard the joke?
Don't send any of the links.
It's like, I can't believe the chimpanzee ripped my face off, says woman who bought face eating. Like, you know, it's
who bought face eating chimpanzee?
It's a whole joke.
All right, Berg, if you want to be a part of this.
Okay.
Coming up next, I mentioned this. How much are the Padres a threat to the Los Angeles Dodgers? And I'm going to bring this up because LA Times, I think it was Bill Shaken who wrote the article, got a chance to interview the owner of the Padres, Peter Seidler. And listen, he has some specific quotes there talking about the Dodgers and their dynasty over the 10 years. We'll get into it coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Travis and Sliwa, 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates filling in here. Bergman's in the building.
Yeah,
what's up, Berg?
What's going on, man?
So can we get an update on pickleball practice? What's happening?
Okay, so pickleball practice today. As of right now, let me read to you exactly the way Steve
Mason put
it. You
guys are being babies, and it's too cold outside to go play pickleball.
I'm with Emily. We're all being big babies. We should go. I would still go, but you guys are too worried about going. This is what Steve Mason said.
Okay.
He said, I had my ankle worked on last night, really sore. I don't think pickleball is a good idea. Sorry. Let's do something next week.
What do you mean he had it worked on?
That's what I don't understand.
That's very confusing.
There's like,
he should
what
do
could
jiu-jitsu.
You possibly done?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, but like what is he
what does that mean?
See,
someone went directly to his ankle and said, you know what, let's work on your ankle today. We're gonna rub real deep in there. You can't be on it for the next 2 to 3 days.
Maybe he did actually get some physical treatment, but
work on your ankle.
That's weird.
It's
okay.
Very strange, Mace. I know you're listening right now, too.
You are playing.
Pickleball practices.
I would. Nobody else wants to go.
All right.
I brought my stuff.
Where are you playing?
I don't know. The place that I wanted to go is not available anymore, so I have to find somewhere else. Do you want to play?
I don't know about today. I'm going to read off a tweet here because this has probably a lot to do
why
with
not,
why.
Al?
I'll tell you why. Here, I got it right here. Drew Soto, 422. I'm dying listening to you all talk about the cold in L.A. A little chilly right now. I didn't live there long, but I know it's colder in Denver, currently 10 degrees. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, well, then go hang out in Denver.
Yeah, here's the problem.
What are we talking about?
Antarctica.
Yeah, like, well, yeah.
Right. I mean, they're different
things. What kind
of
crap is that?
It's a little chilly out there.
So. Yeah, a little chilly. It's cold outside.
It's 55 degrees outside.
This is in Los Angeles.
If I find courts in Pasadena, would you come to Pasadena or no?
I live close to Pasadena, so yes, I would.
If you find an indoor court, I'll be there. No, I mean, I'm serious. The wind is a bigger issue than the cold, if we're being honest here.
By the way, Jorge lives close enough that I think he would go to Pasadena.
Okay.
I'd have to ask him when he gets here.
Do you think there are courts out there? You know, you go to restaurants and they have those heat lamps.
What about Burbank?
Guys, I'm telling you, the wind, listen.
The wind is the issue. Where they have the big...
When I come off, when Tom Brady used to come off in New England and somebody would put the coat, you know,
around him, that's what you need.
If I come off, is somebody there to put that jacket on me so where I could just kind of in between?
No.
Right, exactly.
How many
marshmallows do you need in your hot cocoa?
For those of us who are experienced pickleball players that have played exactly one time, which is one more than you, Al, the wind is the issue here. Because the ball is a wiffle ball. It'll be flying all over the place.
No, it's not that bad.
It won't be
that
effective.
It's not that bad.
Look up the winds right now.
Look at the winds. I'm windy. It says windy.
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't change
one
anything.
Windy.
I love how we said look it up and it says yes, windy. That was our analysis.
If you're trying to become an elite athlete at anything, you have to work through the elements.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe March 18th it'll be windy.
What are we doing here?
We don't know that.
That appeal to brazen ego is not working for me. I am not looking to be an elite anything. I don't want to get hurt. I don't like being
cold.
Your
whole persona is elite everything.
No, my whole persona is it just happens.
All right, guys,
his persona was stretch.
Yeah, stretch, prepare.
Just prepare.
Be prepared is the persona.
What do you got there?
Be prepared. Anyway, sorry, great song.
I have a tweet.
What's that from? I know that.
Lion King.
Thank you.
Come on.
All right, sorry.
Get out of the studio if you're not even going to know
I know the song.
Okay, can I talk?
Sorry.
Okay, so
no.
Aaron Palmer tweets at us, says, what's weirder, one snake or seven dogs and or cats?
This is a good question. Well, multiple animals, to me, is a harder sell than one weird animal.
Seven is way too many.
Seven cats
seven, you can't do anything
are
about.
A crazy cat person.
Yes, seven cats is obviously
you can't
too
do
much.
About. No. Now, don't get me wrong.
Because they'll all be inside. Dogs, you could spread. If you have a yard, they can be out in the yard.
Sure.
Cats are all pretty much indoor.
Yeah,
I mean, right, but what's too many dogs? People have three dogs.
Dogs
isn't
are
that a lot
wonderful
of dogs?
Animals.
They are yeah, wonderful. But have three dogs, I mean, that's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, but in the context of a lot of dogs, right. And in the context of a relationship, it's like if you've got three dogs.
That's you, it. It's over.
You don't have time.
No.
For any
you have
other
time.
Humans.
There's hair everywhere. There's you can't do anything.
Like, three dogs is a lot. Two dogs is a lot. I got a friend with two dogs.
I can't handle one dog by myself.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I had someone helping with as many dogs as possible, I'm in. Give me all the dogs.
And that's a rescue mission at that
animals.
Point. Four or
yeah,
five dogs?
Yeah, fine. Great.
Kidding me?
All right, here's Peter.
Too many.
Here's Peter Seidler on spoke to reporters on Tuesday. Good article in the LA Times, Bill Shaken. That's what he said. I'm going to read off a couple of the quotes here. He said, we're here to win a title. Okay. Every owner says that. They have dominated our division for more than a decade. Obviously talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers. We hope and expect that the decade going forward will not include such domination that we'll be able to stand next to them and play some great baseball. He said something else. I think this is a really good quote as well. When you talk about risk, there's a risk to doing nothing. Okay, the Padres are a franchise that are not known for baseball. Okay, they're not known for success when it comes to baseball. Let's put it that way. They're not known as a franchise that you look at and say, that's the St. Louis Cardinals or that's the, you know, the Boston Red Sox. Franchises that have had a ton of success. It's interesting what they've done. I mean, I don't want to speak to it from just my perspective because I think my perspective, I'm somebody who grew up in San Diego, so it's very new to me to see an owner that's really, really trying to win. When we come back, just your thoughts on here's an owner that is selecting the Los Angeles Dodgers as the team that he's got to go after because they've been the class of Major League Baseball. Does that mean anything to Dodger fans? Does it mean anything to people that are out there and obviously are rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers? We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.